Okay, listener name. So you've sent us a ton of material on AI.
Yeah.
And it seems like you're really digging deeper than just like those general models everyone's talking about, like ChatGPT.
Right.
You're really interested in the specialized side of AI.
Absolutely.
These, yeah, what are they calling them?
Industry-specific LLMs.
Right. Industry-specific LLMs.
Yes.
And you've zeroed in on two big areas.
Yeah.
Telecommunications and financial services.
Two great choices.
Yeah.
Those are two sectors being massively disrupted by all this new tech.
I'm getting the sense from all the stuff you sent that the AI world is going from jack of all trades to like master of one.
I like that.
It's like instead of having one general doctor, they've got specialists for every single thing.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
And the reason for this shift is pretty clear.
Okay.
Just think about how complex these industries are.
Mm-hmm.
Telecom companies are dealing with 5G rollouts. Network slicing.
Hold on, network slicing.
Yeah.
I think I saw that in one of the articles. But
sure.
Can we maybe break that down a bit?
Yeah, so imagine a highway with lanes for different types of traffic.
Okay.
Some for fast cars, others for trucks.
Right.
Network slicing does that for 5G.
Okay.
Creates virtual pathways optimized for different types of data.
So instead of one network for everything, they're customizing it.
Exactly.
That's pretty clever.
And now imagine trying to train a generic AI on that kind of complexity.
Yeah.
It's not impossible, but it's far more efficient to use an AI that's already fluent in telecom.
Okay. And that brings us to these industry-specific LLMs, right?
Exactly.
But it's more than just knowing the jargon.
Yes, definitely.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
The sources you shared were talking about specialized knowledge.
Right.
And how these AIs are trained on mountains of industry-specific data.
It's all about the data.
Okay.
Take the finance world, for example. You've got acronyms like EBITDA, regulations like Basel III.
Right.
A generic AI might spit out definitions.
Yeah.
But an LLM trained specifically on financial data.
Okay.
It understands the nuances, the real-world implications.
Okay, for anyone who's totally lost, LLM stands for Large Language Model.
Yes.
Which is a fancy way of saying it's an AI that's really good at understanding and generating human language.
That's a good summary.
Yeah.
But in this case,
we're
talking about LLMs that have gone to grad school for a specific industry.
I love that. Okay, so back to finance.
Yes.
You mentioned Basel III.
Yeah.
Is that one of those regulations that comes up after like a big financial crisis?
Yeah, you go.
It's like, let's try not to break the economy again.
Exactly. It's all about managing risk in banks.
Okay.
And imagine an AI that can not only keep up with all those regulations, but also analyze a company's financials to spot potential problems before they become a crisis.
Okay, now that's starting to sound really useful.
Yeah.
Not just theory.
Right.
But actual real-world impact.
And then that's where things get exciting.
Oh,
we're not just talking about potential. These specialized AIs are already being used.
Really?
Yeah.
Any examples that blew your mind?
Well, one that stands out is Bloomberg GPT.
Okay.
Which we touched on earlier.
Right.
It was trained on decades of financial data.
Wow.
And it could do things most people wouldn't believe.
Like what?
Not just analyzing market trends, but predicting volatility based on things like news sentiment.
News sentiment?
Yeah, how positive or negative the news is about a company.
Wait, so it's reading the news
and
figuring out if people are feeling good or bad about a company.
Exactly.
And then using that
to
guess how the stock might move.
That's right.
That's wild.
It's pretty impressive.
It's like it has a sixth sense for finance.
You could say that.
Yeah.
And it's not the only one.
Oh, really?
In healthcare, there's MedPolM2.
Okay.
Which is being used to help doctors with diagnoses.
So even doctors are getting AI sidekicks now.
It seems that way.
Listener name, I'm curious, based on your background.
Yeah.
Are any of these examples clicking with you yet?
Are you already seeing how this could play out in your work?
Yeah.
Because your material covers mention one or two industries relevant to the listener.
Uh-huh.
It's worth exploring whether those fields have their own specialized AIs popping up.
Yeah. It's amazing to see how these AIs are going from like smart assistants to almost like colleagues in a way.
Yeah.
But this all makes me think,
what
are the downsides?
Yeah. Good question.
Is there anything in your research, listener name, that points to potential challenges?
Absolutely.
With these industry-specific AIs.
The articles you flagged do bring up some concerns, and one that comes up repeatedly is control.
As these AIs get more sophisticated,
right.
The question of who's steering the ship becomes really important.
Yeah, it's like, is it the tech companies building these things?
Yeah.
The industries using them?
Right.
Or some mix of both?
That's a good question.
And who's making sure they're being used responsibly?
Exactly. And that responsibility part is key.
Okay.
One of the articles you sent
dives
into how a telecom AI could theoretically be used to manipulate network traffic.
Really?
For profit, or even to censor certain types of information.
Whoa, that takes us into some pretty ethically murky waters.
It does, and it highlights why the discussion around these AIs needs to involve more than just the tech folks.
Right.
We need ethicists. Regulators, maybe even philosophers, weighing in on how to ensure these powerful tools are used for good.
I'm also thinking about the impact on jobs.
Yeah, that's a big one.
A lot of people are worried that AI will automate them out of work. Absolutely.
Do your sources talk about that at all?
They do, and it's definitely a valid concern.
Okay.
The way I see it, there are two sides to this coin.
Okay.
On the one hand, certain tasks will be automated.
Right.
Think about those rote, repetitive things people do in finance or telecom.
Right.
A lot of that could be handled by AI.
But on the flip side, these AIs could free up human workers to focus on the more creative, strategic stuff, right?
Yeah.
The things that require that uniquely human touch.
In fact, one of your articles talks about how a financial AI could do the heavy lifting of data analysis, allowing human analysts to spend more time interpreting the results, advising clients, basically being more human in their work.
That makes sense. It's not about AI replacing humans, but about AI augmenting what humans do best.
Exactly. But that shift will require adaptation.
Okay.
People will need training to work alongside these AIs.
Right.
Companies will need to rethink job roles and organizational structures.
So it's not just a tech challenge.
Right.
It's a societal challenge.
Absolutely.
We need to be having these conversations now.
Right.
So we're ready for the changes coming down the pike.
That's a good point. And speaking of changes.
Okay.
Your material had a section on customization that I thought was really interesting.
Okay.
Apparently, these industry-specific AIs can be fine-tuned even further using a company's unique data.
So it's like going from a bespoke suit to one that's completely tailor-made just for you.
A great analogy. Think about a telecom company.
Okay.
Using an AI trained not just on general telecom principles, but on their specific network.
Right.
Their customer data.
Okay.
Their business goals.
Wow, that's a level of personalization I hadn't even considered.
Yeah.
It's almost like having a digital twin of the company powered by AI.
It's a powerful concept.
Yeah.
And that's what's so fascinating about this technology.
Yeah.
We're moving beyond one-size-fits-all solutions.
Right.
To something much more nuanced and targeted.
But all this customization brings up questions too, right?
Of course.
Like data privacy, for example.
Mm-hmm.
If these AIs are crunching on a company's most sensitive data,
right?
How do we ensure it's not misused or leaked?
That's a huge question. And that's where the need for robust security measures and clear ethical guidelines becomes even more critical.
It's a lot to think about, isn't it?
It is.
We're talking about some pretty fundamental changes to the way industries operate.
Yeah.
And even to the way we think about work itself.
Absolutely. One of your sources mentioned that by 2025, nearly every large organization will be using some form of specialized AI.
That's just a couple of years away.
I know. It's coming fast.
It seems like we're on the verge of a major shift.
Right.
Like when the internet first came out.
That's a good comparison.
Yeah.
Remember how the internet started as this niche thing for academics and techies?
Right.
And then it suddenly exploded and changed everything?
Yeah.
I think we're seeing a similar pattern with AI, but on an even grander scale.
So what does that mean for someone like Listener Name?
Right.
They're clearly interested in this topic and doing their research.
Mm-hmm.
So what advice would you give them?
Well, I'd say the first thing is to stay curious.
Okay.
Read everything you can get your hands on.
Uh-huh.
Attend industry events.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to people who are working with these technologies.
Yeah. It's all about being a lifelong learner.
Absolutely.
But, yeah.
The second thing is to start thinking about
yeah.
the implications for your own work.
Okay.
how could specialized AI be used to solve problems?
Right.
Improve efficiency?
Yeah.
Or create new opportunities in your field?
And maybe even start experimenting.
Yes.
Yeah. With some of the tools and platforms that are out there, right?
That's a great idea.
Get some hands-on experience.
There are a lot of resources available.
Okay.
Online and through various organizations.
And I think it's also important to remember.
Yeah.
That this is still early days. Mm-hmm. The field of AI is evolving rapidly.
It is.
And what we know today might be outdated tomorrow.
That's a crucial point.
Yeah.
The key is to stay flexible, adaptable.
Right.
And always willing to learn new things.
And maybe most importantly, don't be afraid to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Challenge assumptions.
Right.
And think critically about the potential impact of these technologies.
We need more people like that.
Yeah.
People who are engaged, informed, and willing to shape the future of AI in a responsible and beneficial way.
Listener name, it's been fascinating diving into this topic with you.
It has.
We've covered a lot of ground from the technical details of specialized AIs to the broader societal implications.
Absolutely.
And I think one of the biggest takeaways is that this is not just a technology story.
No.
It's a human story.
Well said. The future of AI is ultimately up to us.
Yeah.
It's up to us to decide how we want to use these powerful tools.
Right.
And it's up to us to ensure that they're used for the good of humanity.
It's a big responsibility.
It is.
But it's also an incredible opportunity.
Yeah, it really is.
And I'm excited to see what the future holds.
Me too.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
My pleasure.
And keep exploring.